Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners.
Welcome to another edition of As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. You've come to the right place to learn and improve your American English skills. Today we have two stories for you that concern technology. First, we will hear from Iran. The government has a new plan to make sure that its citizens can visit only certain places on the Internet. Then, the robots are coming. No, not to take over the Earth, as in a science fiction movie, but maybe to change how some people in China earn a living. This is VOA, and we are happy to have you with us. Here is part one. For years, officials in Iran have talked about building what they call a halal Internet, an Internet for Iranians completely separate from the rest of the world. Recently, government officials in Iran unveiled a new measure in their continuing effort to monitor where its citizens can and cannot go online. It is an Iran-only search engine called Yooze. Jonathan Evans tells us about it.
Yooze is the Persian word for cheetah. Iranians, especially young Iranians, are big Internet users. Western-based search engines like Google, Bing, and Yahoo are very popular. But Yooze is designed to be the opposite of those sites. Officials say Yooze will perform searches of Iran-based and Persian-language websites. Mehdi Naghavi is the Minister for Information and Communications Technology. He oversees Yooze. Mr. Naghavi says the search engine will collect search information for users to make searches faster and more secure. Mr. Naghavi says Yooze will, in his words, help Iranians circumvent the U.S.-led economic sanctions and grant the academic world the access to the Persian cyberspace. Iranian officials monitor Internet traffic in and out of Iran closely. Yooze is the latest tool to filter out material and websites the government finds objectionable. Officials are constantly blocking new websites created by free speech activists. During national elections and sensitive times, they even slowed down Internet traffic, leaving users frustrated. Some technology experts doubt Iran's claims of building a completely separate national Internet. They say Iran has built what they call a filter net, a heavily censored and filtered Internet. British Small Media is a web analysis company. In a recent report, it states that Iran is investing in a filter net and has doubled the budget for information and communications technology in just a few years. The report also states that popular websites and applications, such as Instagram and WhatsApp, are being blocked more frequently. Critics argue whether it is even possible for a country to turn back once it is connected to the Internet. Egypt and Syria tried to block the Internet during sensitive times. Both countries found the effects of blocking its citizens from the Internet even more damaging. China's Great Firewall is the largest web filtering and censorship operation in the world. Chinese officials use it to filter objectionable speech while permitting the free flow of international trade. But even that system is not foolproof. Internet users in China can still circumvent filters from the government using Tor, VPNs, and Siphon to hide their activities. But it is clear that Iranians should not use Use if they want to search the entire Internet. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Listening to VOA, the voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. A major manufacturing company employs workers in China to make iPads and iPhones. Now, the Honhai company plans to replace many workers with robots. Both economists and labor rights groups are welcoming the move. They say it will save the company money and ease workplace disputes. Kelly Jean Kelly has more.
The Honhai company is based in Taiwan and operates factories in China. The U.S. company Apple and other top electronic brands hire Honhai to make products, including iPads and iPhones. The CEO of Honhai is Terry Goh. Mr. Goh recently told reporters that Honhai is replacing 70% of its manufacturing process with an automatic system. He says machines will do most of the work that people do now. Mr. Goh expects the changes to be finished in 3 years. Jamie Wong is a researcher with a business in Taipei that studies markets. She says using robots is an increasingly common change in manufacturing. Even the popular company Apple is planning to depend more on robots, she says. So, she says, manufacturers like Honhai must keep up with the market and reduce their costs. Using robots may also reduce Honhai's risk of labor disputes. In the past 5 years, some workers in Honhai's Chinese factories have protested workplace conditions and even killed themselves. The events have damaged the company. Now, fewer workers are depending on Honhai for jobs. Jeff Crothall is a spokesman for the China Labor Bulletin Advocacy Group in Hong Kong. He says people are no longer forming long lines to try to work in factories. He says some Chinese workers are staying in school longer and seeking higher levels of education. Others are simply finding better jobs in other places. Companies such as Honhai are also facing rising wages for factory work in China. Those wages rose 13% in 2014. At the same time, the cost of living in eastern China is increasing. Some workers are moving to less expensive but less developed cities. And foreign investments, especially in manufacturing, are slowing. Direct investments grew at only 2% last year. Liang Guyen is chairman of the Uinta Polaris Research Institute in Taipei. He says companies as large as Honhai need to bring more machines into their manufacturing process. He says the company must move toward automatic systems as costs rise and the number of workers drops. Honhai refused VOA requests for details on its plans, but the company has said it hopes to grow in the United States. It also says it wants to open a $1 billion research and development center in Indonesia. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And I'm Jimmy Jean Tedder. Sorry, I couldn't resist. You are listening to The Voice of America, and this is Learning English.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Our bodies react to daylight. In fact, light is the most powerful environmental signal for resetting our biological clock. Part of the job of the biological clock is to control when we sleep and when we wake. Light has a similar effect on a common insect, the fruit fly. So says Logan Roberts, a PhD student at the University of California, Irvine. He was the lead writer of a report on the subject. A long flight can affect one's biological clock, sometimes for days. Air travelers can get very tired and develop unpleasant feelings when they fly great distances across time zones. The natural order of things can become unbalanced on long overseas trips, from east to west or from west to east. In experiments, Logan Roberts and other researchers removed the brains of genetically engineered flies. The insects' genes were changed for the purpose of this study. The researchers kept the brains alive in a laboratory. They used bursts of light to change their circadian rhythm by 2 hours. A circadian rhythm is a 24-hour cycle, a series of events or actions that happen in the same order, over and over again. This natural system tells our bodies when to sleep and helps to control many other processes. This internal body clock is affected by environmental signals, like sunlight and temperature. The researchers studied how the brains of the fruit flies reacted. Mr. Roberts says that by using a low-light sensitive camera, they could see activity in individual neurons.
The activity is measured by the amount of light these single neurons emit. They have firefly gene engineered into these flies so that when these cells are active, they actually literally light up in the brain, and we can measure that activity.
The new report was published in the journal Current Biology. The study is the first to document, in real time, how neurons react to changes in lighting, like those affecting the jet-lagged traveler. Logan Roberts uses the word desynchronized when talking about the study and jet lag. This means to cause a process that takes place at times or in cycles independent of another process. In unscientific terms, you might say out of sync or out of whack. In this state of desynchronization, he adds, communication between some neurons weakens. He says using light to temporarily reset your biological clock before you travel could help to reduce symptoms when you arrive at your final stop. Mr. Roberts says the model used to study jet lag in fruit flies can be used in the study of other human conditions. He says that when our body clock is out of sync, we can be at greater risk for diabetes, cancer, and diseases of the nervous system. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.